Welcome back as we get ready to start the second half with Henley leading 35-7. Deer style efficiency and performance. Glad we're on the same team this season and every season. Let's keep huddling up and going for it. Toyota, let's go places. Henley 24 minutes away from their first trip to the state championship game since 1982.
We haven't mentioned, they'll play the winner of Marist Seaside. They're also playing today. Of
course, they're playing at 4:30.
We've seen Seaside. We know a little bit about them. Marist, we know a little bit about them too. They're a good ball club. So,
look at this, Kevin. Logan Whitlock is back out as one of the kickoff returners. He's there on the far side with Luke Bennett on the near side.
I shouldn't be surprised. He just wants to play. So we'll see how he does out there.
Now the rain is coming down pretty hard, so that could affect how far this ball flies. Whitlock and Janney both moved up to about the 20. They were at the 10 originally. Well, Whitlock's now at the 15. It is back to Whitlock. He watches it go for a touchback.
That was a good decision not to catch that. You're tempted to catch it. The ball hit at about the 5. But it rolled in. He let it go, and it rolled in, so probably the right move.
Well, Brandon Saylor, we haven't mentioned this, but he has got a leg on him. He hit a 40-yard field goal in the first round against Ashland 2 weeks ago.
Right.
He's one of only 10 kickers in Oregon to hit from 40 yards or further this season.
That's right. Scappoose does have a good kicking game.
So Henley comes out, first and 10 from their own 20. Two receivers on either side. Whitlock on the left hip of Janney. Whitlock gets the handoff. Whitlock up the middle and gets to the 25.
We've seen that all day. 4 and 5 yards on first down. And that just puts Henley right where they want to be. I think we're going to see them in ball control mode here early, given this lead early in the third quarter. So they'll take their time.
2nd and 5, Henley. Two receivers on either side. Whitlock on the right hip of Janney. They get the call in from the sideline. Handoff, fake handoff, play action. Quick throw out to Luke Bennett. Bennett has the first down to Moore. Bennett up past the 40-yard line.
Bennett making a lot of would-be tacklers miss. Picked up a big chunk of yardage in the first down.
Quick update from the Lost River game. The Raiders had an 83-yard kickoff return touchdown to take a 22-20 lead with 8:10 to go in the third quarter.
And this is just what we thought we might see here from Henley. It's a little early in the game to be milking the clock like this, but when you have a lead like this in this situation, that's just what you want to do. So Henley will try to control the time and the ball here.
First and 10 from their own 41. Two receivers on either side. Whitlock gets the handoff. Whitlock has a hole. Whitlock into the secondary. Whitlock brought down inside the Scappoose 40. Another quick update from the Lost River game. St. Paul has answered right back. They take a 28-22 lead in two plays about midway through the third quarter.
That was a nice run from Logan Whitlock. He looks fine. I haven't noticed anything. He's not really hobbling. He looks quick.
Puts Henley on the Scappoose 38. Inside 10.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hornets lead 35-7. Two receivers on either side. Whitlock on the left hip of Janney. Design run for Janney. Left side. Dodges defenders. Spins down. It'll be a gain of 5.
Emiliano Ortiz Banderas was pulling on that play and made a nice block to give Joe some room. You get caught up in all the outside and all the big runs and big plays, but that offensive line for Henley's done a superior job today. Really nice line play for Henley on both sides of the ball, actually. Really good.
2nd and 5 for the Hornets on the Indians 33. Two receivers on either side. Whitlock on the right hip of Janney. Designed run for Janney. Right side. Dodges a tackle and gains a couple.
Janney, when you start in that shotgun, 5 or so yards behind the center, you kind of get a good look. It helps you a little bit to see the lanes, the running lanes, and he's good at finding those. And picked up a few there. Third down.
Third and three. Two receivers on either side. Scapoose almost jumped again. Logan Whitlock is out. Jason Kern is back in at running back. He's on the right hip of Janney. Quick pass, and he made the catch. Spinning forward, and looks like he might be just shy. No, well, I think, yeah, there we move the chains.
Wow.
Luke
that was
Bennett
that was a great catch.
Delivers.
One of the greatest four-yard catches you'll ever see. Thrown behind him, he caught it with one hand, brought it into his body, then had to spin around and still pick up the first. A good effort from Luke.
Gives the Hornets a fresh set of downs. 8:37 to go in the third. And Scapoose jumped. I believe that is either the fourth or fifth offside penalty that the Indians have committed this game.
They've been a little anxious. It's cost them a few times. Henley keeping their composure on this drive, just doing what they do. Still first down.
First and five. Hand off to Kern. Kern with a nice run. Just shy of the first down. We've only really seen Kern in garbage time this season. He's done a pretty admirable job filling in for Logan Whitlock.
Yeah, he's a capable runner. He's a hard runner, tough kid. And I really like seeing him, how he's putting the football. Really a good runner, really good at covering up.
Inside 8 minutes to go. Henley with a second and two on the Scapoose 20. Hornets lead 35-7. Designed run for Janney. He's got the first down easily. Up to the 15.
Good play design there over the right side of the line. Kern acted as his lead blocker through the hole. And that was enough for a first down for Joe Janney.
Run again. Was enough for a first down.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Hand off to Kern, and he doesn't get much, just one.
That was good interior run defense that time from Scapoose.
Lost River has retaken the lead. It's 30-28 with 5:45 to go in the third. Raiders scored in three plays.
That's a wild game over there. Should be a good finish.
Two receivers on either side. Kern on the right hip of Janney. They give it to Kern again. He breaks left, and he's brought down. Another short gain. Henley's fine with these runs. They drain a lot of time off the clock.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. You know, we've already lost almost 6 minutes of this quarter, so that's just what Henley wants.
6.5 minutes to go.
Shorten this game. Score when you can. And advance to the next round.
Third and seven for Henley on the Scapoose 12. Two receivers on either side. Kern on the right hip of Janney. Play action. Throws. Tipped. Incomplete.
There's a lot of traffic in there. We tried to thread the needle to Chris Janney that time. And nobody could come up with it. And we have an interesting fourth down. Let's see what they do here.
Looks like they're going to go for it. On the clock here in the third quarter. Trips left, one to the right. Janney to throw. Short throw, high, reeled in. Touchdown, Henley. Chris Janney takes it and goes.
He had to kind of tip that to himself. It was a little high. He tipped it with his left hand and kind of was able to cradle the football. and run it into the end zone. Another touchdown for Chris Jahaney and the Henley Hornets.
Jaime Pisano on for the PAT. Good snap, good hold, good kick. And we've got a running clock in the state semifinal. Henley leads 42-7, 6:07 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back. Matt Bowling here alongside Kevin Petrick. You're listening to Henley Football on 104.3 and 960 Sports.